With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President J.D. Vance says a third round of negotiations with Iran have ended in Pakistan after 21 hours without reaching an agreement. Vance spoke briefly to reporters after the talks concluded before dawn Sunday. Two Pakistani officials say discussions between the heads of the delegations will resume after a break. The historic talks ended days after a fragile two-week ceasefire was announced as the war entered its seventh week. Prominent supporters of California's Congressman Eric Swalwell's bid for governor are withdrawing their support.
On Friday, the congressman taking to his X account, denying allegations he sexually assaulted a woman who worked for him.
These allegations of sexual assault are flat false. They are absolutely false.
Swalwell, among the leading Democrats in the race to replace Governor Gavin Newsom, a likely presidential candidate who calls the allegations from multiple sources deeply troubling and says they must be taken seriously. The San Francisco Chronicle reporting the woman said Swalwell sexually assaulted her in 2019 and 2024. I'm Julie Walker.
Swalwell did not end his campaign. The NYPD is conducting an internal investigation after police shot and killed a man with a machete at Grand Central Station. Commissioner Jessica Titch says officers ordered the man to drop the weapon, but he did not.
The individual was armed with a large knife described as a machete and was behaving erratically, repeatedly stating that he was Lucifer. The individual refused to comply with at least 20 orders to drop the knife. Officers also attempted to de-escalate and offer assistance, saying, "We are going to get you help."
Construction on the new White House ballroom can continue, at least for now. A U.S. Court of Appeals ruled Saturday that work on the controversial project can proceed through April 17th. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports that Christians in Iraq are still having trouble.
According to a new analysis by England's all-party parliamentary group for international freedom of religion or belief, Iraqi believers still face violent persecution and repression years after ISIS was finally expelled from the country. Christians living in the Kurdistan region are doing pretty well, but elsewhere in the country they're still being victimized by their Muslim neighbors. Christians make up just about 3% of Iraq's population. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in Belarus have passed a bill that would levy punishments on people who promote the LGBT agenda in an echo of legislation adopted in neighboring Russia. The upper house has given final approval for the measure, and it goes next to President Alexander Lukashenko for his expected signature. The bill makes the propaganda of homosexual relations, gender change, refusal to have children, and pedophilia punishable by fines, community labor, and a 15-day arrest. This is SRN News. An inmate on Texas death row for nearly half a century has had his sentence overturned.
70-year-old Clarence Curtis Jordan was convicted in 1978 of murdering a Houston grocer. He is intellectually disabled and was found incompetent for execution. For almost four decades, Jordan did not have an attorney to advocate for him. But in 2024, he was appointed an attorney as news emerged that there were numerous delayed criminal appeals in Harris County. Following his new legal advocacy, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals vacated his death sentence. But Jordan's conviction remains. His case has been sent back to Harris County for a new punishment proceeding. I'm Mike Hempen.
If Rory McIlroy is able to hang on and win his second consecutive Masters, he'll walk away with $4.5 million. That's up from the $4.2 million he won last year. The Masters Saturday announced its prize purse is $22.5 million overall. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.